Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande. Blue's not here today, but I'm holding down the fort. And of course, the whole team is here, and we have a great interview for you guys. So make sure you guys check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com. As we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis, so many great blogs and articles on the website, so make sure you go peep that out. And we got the phone. Call us up anytime, 1-800-420-1980. There it is. Woo! Pitt's not here, but Danny's right there.
I got you.
Call us up anytime,
1-800-420-1980.
Oh, Danny, it just makes it feel like, you know what? There's nobody that's missing. We're all a team. And somebody steps up, they're ready to step in for the position. And I love you for that. Go check out our Instagram pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Well, Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wright. I am at Joe Grande 52. I got to remind you guys about Advanced Nutrients. They got the complete growing system for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles. They bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. And a big shout out, of course, to Big Mike. Love you, brother. On the show today, cool cats. One I was hanging out with yesterday for a while. Then I don't know if he brings his dad or his uncle or his fucking older brother. I don't know what Nicholas is doing over here, but Nicholas Bitzer, the CEO of Caliwana, Daniel Afari, the COO of Caliwana. Now, Caliwana was established to provide customers with quality cannabis products through a convenient and compassionate process driven by vertical integration. Now, their mission is to be a highly regarded leader in the cannabis movement. Caliwana strives to provide a natural alternative to industrialized pharmaceuticals by way of growing and providing the highest quality genetics in the industry through means of manufactured, licensed, branded products such as what I see here on my desk. And if you're watching online on YouTube, El Cheapo Cannabis, the Highline, the High-End, put your finger up, the pinky one is, Los Angeles Palm Trees. And of course, if you're a real smoker, then you know about that Wolfgang Wax. Each one of these brands operate by the gold standard of providing consumers with top quality cannabis flower and extracts at a value price. Thank you guys for coming on the show, Nick and Daniel. Thank you guys, brother. Appreciate you. I'll just give you a nice introduction. Give it up for these gentlemen over here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thanks for having us.
And it's funny because Daniel was so drunk here yesterday. I can't believe he left. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be great. No, I'm just kidding. No, that was, oh yeah. Nick was, excuse me, that was Daniel. Nick was. And I was like, geez, Nick, I can't believe you're partying this. Like, shut up. No, I'm just kidding. Did you have a good time, Neil, yesterday?
Oh, we had a great time. Yeah, they had they threw a nice party here for everybody. You know, I got to meet a lot of good people in the business. A lot of big names were here. Just about everybody that I already knew, but some new ones as well. It was a good time.
It was a great time. It was a great, great mixture. It was great to have
food.
You here.
My gosh, the paella. Oh, my goodness. That was delicious.
It's so funny you said that food was wonderful yesterday. At one point, somebody goes, Joe, I feel like I'm at a 5-star high-end, but I'm like, me too, actually. Like, yeah. Well said. People keep asking me for food. People keep asking me for this and that. I'm like, oh, that's great. So you had a good time then.
So you can tell how I just said it was paella. That was some of the best, but it wasn't paella. It was actually risotto, which comes from my roots. It was delicious. One of the best. I had to give the chef compliments. It's like, this is out of a buffet line? No way. Come on.
Right? And because he just made it right there. So it's right a buffet there. Line from doing that. But it was great to see you and talk to you a little bit yesterday. I see all these lines here. Now I see the product. Just talking to you in the game room was one thing. And that's where I kind of like goes, I got to stop talking to you because I want to get more of this information on the show and see what you have. And now I see all your song and dance. And then realizing that you're the one that has the El Cheapo cannabis, who I love, the name, and love the idea that it's such a cheaper way to get a high-end cannabis, but you're getting the little nugs and the little scrapes of the good product, right? Am I not mistaken? That's exactly what it is?
No doubt about it. We strive to keep the best, highest quality product in that bag, regardless of the name. The name came out during the pandemic. We wanted to make sure that people could get something that they could see right off the shelf. Okay, that's something maybe I can buy right now based on my current situation financially, potentially. Everybody had different situations going on, but the idea is once you open that bag, you see how amazing that product really is. It's our indoor exotic, hand-shaved, trimmed buds, basically. So you got your really little ones in there, and then you have the sugar trims. And we do a little bit of a blend to it, so you're not just smoking leaves. That's not what it is. You know, it's the hand-trimmed. So, you know, you've got your premium stuff in that bag, but sometimes even better than the actual buds itself, in my opinion.
Isn't that funny when people do that and you hear what they're doing? It's almost like, folks, the El Cheapo is the bag to grab. Oh, well, in my opinion.
No doubt about it.
For the economy of, like, getting good, unless you're just a big flag, I need to have that big old bud and put that nug in my bong. You know, those guys like that all
There's a market too. For that. That's why you see so many products here. There's a couple different brands because we strive to hit every single market that there is in the smoking world, vaping world, edibles world. This is the world of cannabis, so we're in.
And sticking with this whole theme of, you know, the high end, the Los Angeles palm trees. First off, I love the name. I mean, Los Angeles, to think of palm trees.
That's it, man.
It's just so like Los Angeles palm trees. You get it. I get it. I feel like I get it. You know what I mean? Because it's like when you think of L.A., I think of palm trees. Is that exactly what it is?
Oh, I'm going to let Daniel take this one. That's his baby.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a native Los Angeles, and I've been in this business. And when I think of Los Angeles, I think of palm trees and I think of cannabis. And we have the best of both of them from, you know, this country. And so indoor cannabis from Los Angeles has always been highly regarded. So we wanted to emphasize that, you know, that's what we're doing. And palm trees is just the icon that I associate with Los Angeles.
Right.
And who doesn't love trees?
Who doesn't love trees? It's so good. And then, of course, the third one, is that the one that's behind me?
That's right.
Which is the Wolfgang Wax. So you guys got these two cannabis brands and then the Wolfgang Wax.
Yeah, Wolfgang Wax is our concentrates where we're really striving to get the highest quality concentrate from, you know, good fresh frozen live resins and solventless concentrates and put them out at a value price where, you know, people who can't afford these, you know, 710 labs and the big guys who make, you know, incredible product, but it's not in everyone's price range. So that's what we're striving to do, is kind of give that experience at a value price.
So when you say value prices, what do these prices go for here? What do you guys, what do they normally sell for at the dispensaries?
So depending on which retailer you go to, some of them have different ways of marking it up. We sell one price as a wholesale. And that's the only consumer that we currently have as far as the buyer. So to the end user, the prices that we've seen on shelves on average, let's go for the El Cheapo shake bag. It's a half ounce of shake, premium stuff, but it's about $25, $30 out the door kind of thing, including tax.
A half ounce?
Half ounce.
Of delicious indoor shake.
For $30?
$30.
It's sometimes 25.
What?
And if you get a PAD day, you get an infused 1 gram joint that's infused with diamonds.
For a dollar or a penny, depending on the store. Now, that's a diamond-infused joint, mind you.
Wow. How many dispensaries you guys in?
Right now, we're probably in about, I think we're in, the exact number's 28. I'm not going to lie. I know exactly where we're at, but...
All over Southern California?
Today, just sitting here, we received two new orders from our sales guy, George, who's out there on the streets. Shout out to you, George. We appreciate his hustle. But he's opening up a lot of new stores for us right now, as well as a couple other folks under his arm. So we're hitting Southern California really hard now and moving up the coast all the way up to Lompoc. We have a couple of stores in the Santa Barbara area, Los Angeles. We're in the Valley. We're in downtown. We're all the way down to San Diego, too. We've got a store. So kind of hit all of those areas right now.
I mean, with
right
this prices, I haven't smelt it yet to see what it's looking like. But, I mean, I love all the look, the art. I mean, you guys have the big feel. You feel like you're in 600 stores right now. You know what I mean? I'm looking at you going, oh, you guys are ready. You guys are primed and ready to grow. That's what it is. It's like, okay, you guys are here. You guys just launched. How long ago did you guys launch?
We've been in the business developing these brands for about 3 years since recreational legalization started.
Uh-huh.
And each of these brands have launched in the past couple of years. And we keep launching, you know, we're innovating and we keep launching new products. Our newest product is the El Cheapo Gummy, which is a diamond-infused gummy. And our diamond process is so pure that it has absolutely zero cannabis taste or odor.
Delicious.
So the gummy...
And how many milligrams?
It's 10 milligram cubes and a 10 to a pack, so 100 milligram pack.
You guys have any here?
Right here is one of the green ones and one of the orange ones in these cases here. Wow. That's our apple verde. That's delicious. So a little play on the Spanish.
Of course, of apple and green. Yeah.
Grower,
apple and green. Folks,
our grower's a local. He was born and raised in Mexico. He's first generation here. So one of the guys that helps with the El Cheapo phenomena is actually got the roots that we needed. So we didn't just name it because, you know, knows what he's talking about.
Is it a play on El Chapo? I feel
I didn't say that.
I don't think he intentionally was, but
I like it.
It's a very good happenstance.
We get it a lot.
I mean, it's right behind you, and as I keep looking over at you, Dan, I'm like, El Chapo, El Chapo, El Chapo. It's El Cheapo. It's so dope. And because the way it's written, in this Latin-y, it looks like it'd be in Mexico on a wall somewhere. Right? At a restaurant, at a fucking big estate, El Cheapo. I could see this on a ranch, that whole logo. It has this feel and look, very Latin-y to me, which is awesome, random, well, as I look at it, and I think El Cheapo, El Chapo, but yet it has just big, big feel. I love it. And then the L.A. one has a total different look and vibe. It's so L.A. I feel like I'm going down one of the big streets on one of the numbers and just, you know, hitting the spot and leaving Glendale, picking up my Rafis and going to hit the beach or something. You know what I mean? I'm going all the way down, dog, and I'm seeing Los Angeles palm trees. So it's just good feel. You know what I mean? I like your guys' vibe with it. It's great. We're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to get the whys, though. Now you heard about the company, folks. You heard it's good. You heard Nick was here. Nico was here yesterday having a great time partying. And I'm going to tell you guys, great dude. I didn't even know he had this big of a company. I just met him yesterday. He was like, fucking great guy. You guys hear me. I like great people. I don't give a shit about your company, to be honest with you. If you're a good person, then I like your company more because I think you're a good person.
Thanks,
you
know, Joe.
Thank you.
So I'm like, oh, cool. It's you. That's why yesterday I was like, oh, I'm going to talk to you. Remember yesterday I told you. I go, respectfully, Nico, I'm going to stop talking to you because I'm going to get more from you on the show. And I'm already liking you. I can start picking your brain and start talking to you so much more now than I will on the show. And I know we'll talk even more after the show. So it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
What time is it, folks?
Time.
That's right, time. Think higher and think with Dime Industries, folks. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Check out their website, dimeindustries.com, or on Instagram, at dime.industries. Of course, we're here with these gentlemen. Nico, such a good time yesterday. Daniel, it's a pleasure to have you here. A man that knows Rafi's is a brother of mine. And that's all you had to say there. When you knew Rafi's place before we got on the air, we're brothers from another mother. We're hummus connected. Tabbouleh tight. For those who don't know Persian food, then you're not laughing. It's all Persian food connection. Persian food's like Mecca. Well, here's a random story that you'll love, because I'm sure you're Persian, Daniel. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, I moved to Glendale when I first came from the Bay Area, 1999. And I worked at Power 106 in LA. And I come out here, and I'm like, these Mexicans are a little different out here in Glendale. True statement, dog. I'm from the Bay, right? I'm from San Jose. And I said, these Mexicans are a little different out here in Glendale. Why? Because they ain't bumping Chente. They're bumping something a little different. Like, I don't know that Mexican music they're playing in Glendale. And I say that because the Glendale mentality of the young Mexicans was the same mentality of the young Armenian. Putting the flag, I'm like, and the flag looks a little different too out here in LA, right? When I first moved out here, but that was my first experience with the Glendale. And I moved right there on Brandon Central. I lived right in Glendale, so Rafi's was right down the street from me. And I got introduced to it so early that I just was constantly going. So it was funny, in my connection, I'd meet all these Persian guys. I'm like, dude, you guys are like Mexicans. Why? Because you're loud, you're crazy, and you like to eat good food. I'm like, when you come in, sit down and eat. It's Mexicans, Italians, and, you know, Persians. So my point is, I love that. When, as you say that, it makes me feel good people and good hearts.
Thank you for that. No, thank you.
That all being said, you guys, I want to jump back into Caliwana, as I see great products here, Great merchandise for clothing, hats. It looks cool. But I want to know the why, Nico. What is this? How did you come together to become the CEO and grab a COO like Daniel? Why cannabis and why create this company?
You know, that's the big question for just about anybody in this industry. I've been finding out now a lot of the people today joining the business are more, I guess you could call them white collar. They get into the business here. They don't smoke. They don't, let's just say, medicate at all. And it's hard, you know, to fathom the idea of getting into a business like this. I mean, you could go into the cigarettes business. You go into any other new business, right? But this one particularly hit home with me because it was really the only release that I could find that I enjoyed. And, you know, I had times in high school when there was tough times, and I'll tell you, weed got me through it. And as taboo as it may have been back then, it was one of my saviors. Not to mention all of the rest of the actual medicinal stories I've just come to learn and read about and meet people who have actually survived because of this. And, you know, there's some great stories. We know one, a professional boxer, Zab Judah, who works with us, completely had a, I had a family member pass away of this recently, but he had a brain aneurysm that his doctor caught, and they, ahead of time, before the, you know, before it burst, they found out that he was using cannabis to help ease the pain of this thing going on in his head. So it's like this whole story that particular gentleman survived because of cannabis. The doctor said if you weren't smoking cannabis, this thing could have burst at any moment because it was relieving the pain and relieving the pressure so much for this gentleman. And he survived to get to the point in time to get that MRI or CAT scan. And they went and did operation that day. It saved his life.
Who knows who gets those blessings of catching
exactly.
it? Like, unfortunately, your family member who passed, and I'm sorry to hear about
didn't
that.
Didn't catch it,
exactly.
But it happens. And, you know, so that's just another reason for me. And the funny part is I heard about that story around the same time that this my family member passed away. So I was like, geesh. Had I just, you know, said, go check this out, potentially, maybe, you know, who knows. But neither here nor there. My why was, you know, I'm sitting behind a desk in the corporate world. I'm already a very heavy user and, you know, medicated my way through a lot of tough times and good times as well. It was the perfect drug for both worlds to me. And then I decided, you know, I got to make a business out of this. I'm sitting here selling insurance, but I could sell weed like the best of them. Now, I did it back in college. Why not? Can I do it now as a professional? So I just decided I'm going to move out here. I took my family out here. And
from where? Where's that? Where's from out here?
I was actually in Florida at the time.
Okay.
From Ohio originally.
Okay.
I moved to Florida, went to school there, and then started my business out there. It was an insurance business. I've still got that going out there right now, and a couple people running that for me. But I moved
out
here.
Life insurance, health insurance, what is it?
Group insurance, really, what we did. But we had, you know, the sidearm business was life, dental vision, all that fun stuff. So
right.
We did all that stuff as well. And, you know, business planning. That background gave me really the nuts and bolts of what I needed to come out here to more of an archaic business that didn't really have a lot of structure. I was able to show a couple of companies, you know, here's, you could make this more efficient. You could do this. You could do this. Here's an idea. This company up in Salinas hired me on. They loved me. They loved my ideas. I blew their company up. We started a branding out there with those guys. We got funded. We went to the Canadian Stock Exchange. We're going public. They got a couple million dollars. The CEO ended up taking that money and blew it on a couple high-rise suites. I won't say where, but he bought two suites in two different hotels in the same city with that money, and then went and bought a third one in one of the same exact suites to knock down the wall and build just a bigger one. That's what he used with that money. Instead of expanding our products and paying the people that needed to be paid, our farmer, one of them, our cultivator, who ended up, you know, destroying really the plants. And that crushed the brand. So we couldn't bounce back from that. Mm. And I was just like devastated.
So, how crazy.
I was like, I'm done with this one. It's unfortunate that they destroyed it. Now I need to do this on my own. So I went down to LA, I got a license, a distro license, started doing bulk business, developed a brand with some guys who thought that it was a cool brand. It wasn't too cool, but it still sold. We were selling it. We were doing good. And that's how I met Daniel, was through that brand, that distribution business, bulk business. He was starting another brand at the time. And that's a whole nother funny story in itself.
Let's hear it.
So
how did that come about? You guys were dancing at a club somewhere.
Oh, man.
Daniel's on the speaker.
Good looking guy too, I tell you what.
And then what happened?
So he's actually here shopping at my distro for some bulk weight, and he needed to put it into his pre-rolls. So I was like, I've got some pretty good options for you. You know, you needed two, like three different flavors. I didn't know the brand yet, but he was looking for three good flavors, sativa, indica, hybrid, you know, something around that range. So I got him a couple good ones. He already had one. I believe it was his hybrid he already had, so, or it was the sativa, one or the other. But I got him the other two. And one of them, unfortunately, bounced back as a fail. There was some heavy metals in it when he tested it. Now, granted, he was the first time buying from me. This is our first time selling. It was a small purchase. It wasn't too big. So he was just trying. You were in the dating phase, right?
Of course. Try this.
Exactly. So I'm pretty proud. You know, I'm happy. We got a nice sale. He's happy. He's going to go put it in his pre-rolls. He's pretty confident my stuff is clean because we had all of our stuff in products already and branded. So he goes without testing it. This is kind of where I got on him originally, and I was like, you know, I should just tell this guy to pound sand. But I didn't. He came back and said, hey, man, I rolled all of that flour into joints and tested it, and now I got all these joints that are failed because it's weed failed. I was like, you didn't do an R&D on it?
Right. You bought it?
So
I bought it from a licensed distributor. Shouldn't it be clean?
Shouldn't it be?
Shouldn't it
Jeez.
Be?
Jeez,
shouldn't it be? Man, I tell you.
That's a great introduction.
So, you know, I had to go back to the cultivator and be like, hey, man, this guy that I got your product from, it failed. Right. He told me to go pound sand. That's where I was like, oh, geez, now what do I do? I'm stuck with this. I'm the distributor, the middleman. I had nothing to do with this grow. And now I'm on the, you know, I'm on the hook for this guy's money over here. So instead of doing, I spoke with my wife about it. I said, instead of doing the bad thing and just, you know, change my number and move on from this guy, I took it out of my savings account and went and got him 5 new pounds from a new guy that I knew was clean. It was perfect weed, and this guy enjoyed it. Daniel really liked it. He really appreciated my professionalism on calling him, saying, I'm going to own up to this. The farmer screwed me, and here's the story, but you're my guy. I'm going to take care of you on this, and I just tell everybody else that this is what I did. You know what I mean?
Here's the facts, and I just bought that. Here we go. I'll deal with this other guy, too.
So he got his 5 units and rolled his joints and had a successful sales pitch on those as far as I knew, but that brought us together really close. And we were like, hey, you know, you're doing this pretty well. You have really good connections. I'm really good at branding. We're like, why don't your brand here that you have sucks, which I didn't make. And he just said it. And I was like, well, it kind of does. So.
It was awful.
And you're like, I didn't make it. So you're right. Therefore, you trust him because you didn't know he didn't make it. So you're just being honest with
Correct.
Him.
Correct.
So which you got to love, like, and respect, going, well, fuck, if he did think I did it and he did tell me that, I like him because he has the balls to tell me the truth.
That's exactly right.
That's how I feel. Like,
I appreciated
it.
Yeah. That. Totally did.
It's funny how people don't realize that being just honest with people sometimes is the best. When, you know, appropriate or inappropriate, sometimes it can kick you in the balls. But, you know, if sometimes it works nicely in this circumstance, now you're the COO of the company. You guys come together and establish this. How long ago was that?
That was about 3 years ago. So,
this
was
about 3 years in the
move.
Making of all this?
Absolutely. I always look back and I'm like, you know, I'm really glad I bit the bullet on that one. It was a good move. He's been a good partner ever since.
How random, and what a great story to even use the whole moral of, when you think something is so bad and so fucked and you cost X amount of dollars that I got to go pull money out of account, and now look at the blessing it's created.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's like wherever there's a curse, there's a blessing. Just always remember that moral of the story. What you think is a curse is now your blessing.
Absolutely. You just look on the positive side of it. You know, you got to think about what's the worst scenario that's going to happen? What's the best scenario that could happen? If you just keep thinking that best scenario, something around there is going to happen.
And whoever knew the best scenario is this guy you're going to pay off is going to be working with you and helping you build your brand and creating this
right.
fucking, and now you're COO.
Turned out he owns a cultivation. He's, you know, he's got this manufacturing.
It's crazy.
We've got a lot of, we had
it's
a lot
like
of
a
really
movie,
good.
If you think about it.
We had some good.
It's literally a whole movie scenario of ad crazy scenarios, but it's like a cool, normal, cool movie.
In the weed business, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
But it ends great, as we don't see the ending yet, but it's going there. It's Cannabis There's Talk 101. We're going to talk about a lot more where this company's going and what they're doing, because we've got 3 brands so far. We'll see what's going on next, and we'll do the high five. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
What time is it, folks?
Don time.
That's right. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Oklahoma, and Arizona. Check out their website, dimeindustries.com, or on Instagram at dime.industries. And before I forget, you guys, if you're looking for a trusted cannabis seed, you know you need to head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at rocket_seeds. And I want to thank everybody here that helps us out. Some are here and some are not. And it's great to see you, Denny, behind the board. It's crazy to think Pitt's not there. And Denny's been working this board now for two straight shows. And normally when he does work a board for us, Pitt's right next to him just overseeing him. This is the first time he's been left alone to work the board.
I'm in the driver's seat.
He's in the driver's seat. So big ups to you. That's two shows in a row. I see you. I recognize you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Christian A, Christian S, Denny, P-Funk, Connor, Sammy, Gabrielle. Oh, my God. Sager? S-A-U. Sorger? Sorger? S-A, how did I say I had to remember? Sager. Sager. That's it. Sager, Jessica, Cash, Cam, Solar, Nadia, Ali, Pitt, Chris, Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. Thank you guys all. I can look at Sager, and now I'm going to remember it because it took me that long to remember it. But thank you guys. Nicholas, good old Nico. I really like you, Nico, by the way. I had a good time with you yesterday. Just seeing you work the room yesterday was fun. You're just a good guy. Daniel, you seem great, Dan. I want to hear a little bit more about you, Dan, because you're buying 5 pounds of pre-rolls. So you're in the game before you even fucking meet Nico. Like, you're in the game. What is your background there? Because you don't just buy 5 pounds from a fucking guy. Like, where did you start off? You're not just coming with El Cheapo in this. You have a whole backstory. You've been in the game already.
Yeah. So Prop 215, legalizing medical cannabis in California, happened when I was in college. And I, you know, got involved in the movement, and, you know, I was immediately, like, drawn towards the advocacy of it. And I ended up going to law school to help legalize cannabis. And I worked as a advocate and an activist and, you know, for years until, you know, legalization started getting closer and closer. And we worked in California and some in Nevada.
Did you go to law school and you're a lawyer?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Where'd you go?
Southwestern.
Oh, dope. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you did movement, so you just continue, please? That's awesome. So you're a lawyer fucking pushing cannabis like this? Go ahead.
And,
like, are you going to Berkeley, too? Are you a California guy? Like, because that's the whole movie. Are you going to San Francisco, Sacramento? Are you going all over? Are you just staying local in L.A.?
Mostly in Los Angeles. And then in 2010, we also went to Nevada, where they had just passed their version of 215, making it a constitutional amendment for medical cannabis in Nevada.
Okay.
And while we were there, we introduced some legislation, and that ended up, you know, kind of paving the path towards Vegas becoming legal. And I was very involved with the Americans for Safe Access, and we were the stakeholders of the Nevada chapter. And then kind of those were the activism days, and those ended abruptly. And when those ended, I came back to Los Angeles and took a break from cannabis for a while, doing, you know, real estate. My family business is construction. Yeah. And then once recreational started again, we immediately went out for licenses. I helped with a lot of social equity licenses to get those built. We built a cultivation facility. And with the cultivation facility, and then in addition to that, I started building, you know, brands. And the first brand was the pre-roll. And I was always a big fan of pre-rolls because I just like the convenience of it. You can whip it out and smoke it.
It's already done.
All you need is a flame.
Anybody got a lighter?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's all you need. Anybody got a lighter? Yeah.
And the pre-rolls are typically really poor quality trim shoved into a cone and, like, sold out. And, you know, I didn't want to smoke that, and I knew a lot of consumers didn't want to smoke that. So we really shot for, you know, getting a good quality indoor cannabis and putting that in the pre-rolls. And, you know, the LA Palm Trees line was born out of, you know, whole bud pre-rolls. Delicious.
Just like you buy, if you bought an eighth and just rolled it yourself. Like, exactly. Come on, I want this right here. Exactly.
So so that's kind of how it started. And as we developed, you know, in the industry, we've kind of expanded to a whole lineup of products, you know, starting with the El Cheapo with the, you know, the $25 half ounce.
That's like, ridiculously dope. I've never even heard of that, ever.
And
ever, nowhere.
Right. And then we have... the El Cheapo, the same shake that goes in the bag, we infuse with diamonds for the diamond-infused pre-roll, which is a bargain, typically around $10 out the door at stores. And then El Cheapo went to the gummy, and that's our new product for the summer, and we're very excited about that because for the past 3 years, we've been working on developing a good gummy that was... a few things. One, it had to smack. Like, if you don't feel the effects of it, what's the point?
I agree.
Two, it had to be delicious. And three, I was looking for a vegan option for a gummy, which proved to be the hardest part. You know, making it smack, we did by using the diamonds. And making it delicious was, you know, we use all natural ingredients. We use real fruit puree. And making it vegan took us a lot of hit and miss because either it was too chewy or too crumbly, or like getting that texture just right for a gummy. And that's important when you're
big time for any products, you know, like that. Yes.
So we finally developed a good vegan option, that's delicious, and the infused one and the uninfused one taste exactly the same because of the pure THC diamonds that we use.
The infused and uninfused.
Yeah, meaning that you can't taste any cannabis.
And you guys are selling uninfused ones too, or are you just saying that as a general?
So we have the uninfused ones as samples for buyers to try. They're not going to try six different samples and get. So
I just took six. Yeah, exactly. I got 600 milligrams in me now. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not buying anything after that. So
can I hug you? Can we go to Rafi's Den?
But those two taste the same, and I've got some of the buyers that are telling me to put them in another package and just sell them as plain gummies, is how delicious these gummies are.
I've become a recent fan of gummies, so now I need to taste these gummies.
So the best
just
part
recently, I've been like, I want gummies.
They don't stick to your teeth. That's the other best part. So a lot of people, I don't like to eat gummies most of the time because it's hard to find a good consistency. That was one thing that he missed on that, is the pure consistency of this. It's almost like it dissolves in your mouth while you're chewing it, and it's perfect.
Delicious.
It could sit in the car all day, too. It doesn't melt. It's just...
What?
It's phenomenal.
Noticed that with all my shit melts in the car.
The best compliment I ever got on these gummies is one gentleman tasted it and said, "This tastes like summer." And that was our mango.
Oh, I thought you meant the girl Summer that you was here yesterday. I'm like, "You know Summer? Easy. Oh, we know her. Yeah, okay." I was like, "Well, that's what they taste like. Jeez, let me get some." Dude, that is awesome. I can't wait to try it. I want to get to the high five with you guys. Nico, of course, the CEO, and Daniel, the COO of Kalawana. I'm going to ask you guys five questions. Nico, you answer first. Daniel, answer second, right after the same question. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
16, and I was working at Advance Auto Parts.
Ooh.
The guy who gave it to me happened to be the new shift advisor, supervisor. He was the manager, younger guy. He must have been 19 years old, something like that. But he took a management job really well. He was a smart dude. He was efficient, and, he'd close the drawers. But eventually, I was a baseball player. I ended up playing in college as well. But at this time, I was like, absolutely not touching anything. My body is a
temple.
Exactly.
I'm a second baseman. Leave me alone.
Little did I know, that helped my game tremendously. I'm not advocating that to anybody else at this point in time. However, the stresses of high school, come on, it got me through it. So I really enjoyed it.
That's
and when
true.
He finally gave it to me, I was so at that point in time, I got it from him. We made a contraption in the Advanced Auto Parts after closing through all of our parts that we had sitting around the store there. We used like a couple different tubes and this valve, and he stuffed this, it was probably regs at that time in there, and we just lit that thing up right in the back of the shop. It was pretty awesome.
That is fucking great. And what about you, Dan?
I was also 16, and I stole it from an older family member's closet.
Nice. And how'd you smoke it? Was it a joint, or what'd you steal? How'd you...
So there was joint papers conveniently right next to it when I stole it. And I rolled something that was smokable. It definitely wasn't
first
pretty.
First time and you rolled it too?
It wasn't pretty. It looked more like a, I don't know, like a little white turd. And we smoked it in front of my house.
Who's we?
A buddy of mine. And in front of the house on the way, while we were waiting to get picked up to go to like this crazy party. Like, it was like the beginning of first week of school.
The beginning of life.
The beginning of life.
That's right.
The beginning of life it was, Dan. Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
Personally, I'm old school. I actually like the bong or the bowl. I like to pack it in there and burn regular good old indoor flower. But can't beat some of the other stuff. I mean, there's some cool dabbers out there.
No, but that indoor stuff, that's your way, though. The way you described it is a perfect way. That you're going to go be your go-to. You go home, that's your rip.
I got my stashes where I need to be. I have a kid, so I got to hide sometimes, my little hole in the garage, and then, I can find my way into the patio. I got a little stash in the rocks.
Oh, all the ways we hide it. What about you, Dan? Favorite way to medicate?
Flower pre-rolls. Pre-rolls now because I have tremendous access to them. But always flower joints was always my favorite. And try to keep it pure.
Nice. That's always good.
I mean, the newest way now, though, I mean, we've got these THCA diamonds now. So if I don't, you know, have a bong and then toss a little diamond on top of it, usually that's kind of like the top, like the sprinkles now.
Really? It's the sprinkles on the banana split. It's the whipped cream. And like, oh, yeah, you're going to get it. You got to get it with this.
Everybody likes sprinkles.
Oh, everybody likes the little sprinkles on that. Question number three of the high five. Where's the craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked?
So this one was actually kind of recently for me. I went, I'm an everyday user, and it's hard for me to go a couple of days or even a day without, right? Just not hard. I just choose not to. And if I had to, it's kind of like, oh, man, how am I going to get it? So I went with the family over to France and Italy this year. And this actually was last year. And we went, I was in France. It was like our first couple nights there. And the kids asleep, wife's asleep. I'm walking around the hotel. It's a really nice place. Nobody's awake at this hour. And I'm, for some reason, walking on a floor above mine, just walking around, looking at some of the stuff they had. It was an ancient place. So they just had cool artifacts and just books and stuff everywhere. So I was looking around, and I ran into this guy who asked me if he knows how to get to the roof. I'm like, I don't, but I'm kind of curious. If we can find it, that'd be great. And then we just started talking, and I asked, I'm like, why are you trying to get to the roof, by the way?
what's the roof?
At 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm, you know, I'm still jet lagged, so I'm still wide awake. But anyway, the he goes, well, you know, I got this joint I want to smoke. I just bought some from this guy. He delivered it right to the hotel here in France. And I'm like, really? What are you talking about, man? He goes, yeah, I got a joint right here. He's like, do you smoke? I'm like, do I smoke?
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Essentially what I said. And I was like, let's go find that rooftop. So we climbed up this. We got to the top floor. We couldn't find it. We found this little access point. Again, really old hotel. It popped up this. We climbed this ladder, popped up the thing. There we are. We're on the rooftop of this hotel in France, in Paris, mind you. And all of a sudden, we're smoking, looking at the Eiffel Tower. It's pretty awesome.
That is a great story.
Yep.
That you just took me there mentally. That was nice. That's a great, crazy place and random in France. Then the blow and look. What about you, Dan?
So I won't admit to this, but there's a story that I smoked in an airplane. This was pre-9/11. Things were a little different then. And the story says that I got my little bowl and I stuck my head really close to the toilet and took the hit and flushed the toilet at the same time. So it sucked all the smoke
right
out.
Those stories would be very crazy because that's federally illegal.
That's why I could never admit to such a
exactly
thing.
Exactly. Those are crazy stories. But I think it's after 10 years. That you're fine, if I'm not mistaken, but I hear what you're saying. What are your go-to munchies after you get high?
Donuts.
Oh, donuts for you? But no, it's not mine. Mine's Skittles.
Skittles?
I enjoy Skittles and ice cream, man. I go straight to the sweets.
And you know we had Skittles and ice cream here.
I had plenty of it.
Yes. Donuts and Skittles and ice cream. What kind of donut, though?
So my new favorite is sidecar donuts.
What are they?
The most amazing donut I've ever had in my life.
Explain.
If you go there and have it fresh, it's the most delicious pastry you've ever had because they make them every 30 minutes, small batch. So they're always like...
Where?
There's several of them, but I go to the one in Santa Monica. Hmm. And their flavors are amazing, all natural ingredients, and delicious, so flavorful and...
I gotta find this donut place, Daniel. Saying all natural and all this good shit like it's a good worst thing you could ever have.
It's the worst thing you could ever have.
Put all natural stuff though in it.
With all natural stuff, delicious.
I'll do it though. That's what. So don't good. Oh, I'm trying to get healthy. I'll eat a donut like that. Uh-huh. Especially if you're making it sound that good. Oh, I want one. Daniel, bring one down here. Don't be such a tight ass. Here we go. Question number five with a high five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
So me, it's kind of cliche, but I've always wanted to smoke with Snoop. I mean,
it's far from cliche. It's just a normal cliche, man. That's for a lot of people that are alive.
Snoop Dogg.
And still is for the younger, older. I mean, it's a big one. It's a big one for a lot. I can see it. I've had many opportunities. I've been in the rooms with him smoking, passing the blunt, all kinds of stuff. And he's just a great dude, but it's going to happen for you. I mean, look at you.
Oh, we're here.
You got
yeah.
the Los Angeles palm trees at El fucking Cheapo. He's ready. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. What about you, Dan?
Benjamin Franklin.
I love it. Por qué Benjamin?
Because I would smoke weed with him and talk about electricity. Like, at that time, it would be amazing.
Right. Okay.
So.
That's fun to think. It's just, and I love hearing everybody's answers. It's just always so like, yes, yes, there's not a bad answer. Everybody's a good answer. Is there anything that we didn't mention, you guys, that you guys want to talk about, Calawana, or anything else that you guys are doing that you guys want to promote before we let you guys off the show? I think you guys are going to be at the big Burning Trees Festival, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we will be at the Burning Trees Festival, and we're very excited about that. And we're very excited about the gummies. We want everyone to try them, and we're going to be doing 2-for-1 specials for the consumer all summer long, so everyone could try these delicious, delicious gummies.
What are they called so they could tell their dispensaries so they can get them?
El Cheapo Gummies.
El Cheapo Gummies. E-L-C-H-E-A-P-O.
El Cheapo Gourmet Gummies.
Ooh, Gourmet Gummies. I can't wait to try this. Well, it's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.